Happy February, everyone. Here on History from the Back Pages, first review of the month. Going with a horror movie for this week's episode. It's one that I randomly found while looking on Amazon. I was looking for a horror movie I had not seen. Might have an interesting slash different premise. And this one actually fit most of the boxes. Definitely a unique film. It's not a ripoff of any movie like some of the ones I've reviewed lately. It's not paint by numbers plot where they phoned it in. At least there was some effort on the director's part and the actor's parts, I think, in making this a okay movie. It's an international film. It's in a different language, so watch it with English subtitles. Let's get to the review now. The movie in English is called River of Fear. It came out in 2021. It's a Latvian film, so it was created by Latvian cast, Latvian director, and the movie is in Latvian if you watch it in its natural language. I was kind of interested in that point. You do not get to watch many Latvian movies in the United States. My guess is probably this is the first Latvian film that I've seen. And the English subtitles helps, definitely, because I don't know anything really in Latvian. Some of my favorite athletes currently are from Latvia, but still, it was good to have the English subtitles. That was key for this movie. So the main characters in the movie are Andreas, Eva, Matthias, Mara, and Oskas. Those are the main characters. The main plot is there's a young man named Andreas. His sister and a group of people who work for a vegan sausage company are on a retreat. He's a local river guide, Andreas, and the rest of the people are part of this vegan sausage group. They're going down the river. It's more a joke to them, a lark, just fun goofing up opportunity. He is a serious guide. He takes it seriously, makes sure everyone's safe, has the proper gear, supplies, and makes sure everything's going to plan accordingly. So there'll be no accidents, disasters that can happen to these people. They mainly want it for like TikTok type of thing, YouTube hits, clicks, marketing, because it's marketing for this vegan sausage company. They'll take pictures and video filming them of goofing off on the river, and it'll get them for somehow market for the sausage. I don't really understand how that will work, but that's the main point of it, this trip. And the main movie takes place outside of Latvia in the Estonian border. So right off Latvia, in this wilderness, middle of nowhere place on this river in Estonia is where the movie's filmed. Gotta give a lot of credit to the location. Excellent. Very beautiful wilderness. The river had a sense of spookiness about it. The forest did as well. And I believe this was filmed in Estonia or Latvia. It takes place in Estonia, but I'm not sure if it was filmed there or it was filmed in Latvia, they don't say. But whichever of these Baltic countries is filmed in, absolutely beautiful, gorgeous forest. They did a great job with the sky. The cinematography was well done. There were points, angles they used. It definitely had a spooky, dark atmosphere, which helped the movie. Because the main plot of the movie is pretty basic, but they did a good job with the spookiness of the forest. That definitely gets you interested in the viewer. Like, what's going to happen? What's going on? So now for the main plot synopsis, non-spoiler. Andreas and the group of people from the sausage company, as I mentioned, are river guiding on the river. They're on kayaks. And as the lore, the legend goes in this middle of nowhere place in Estonia, the forest is haunted by dark spirits. That's my guess. They didn't really explain. But there's this beautiful flower. It's like a pinkish color that's scattered throughout the forest and throughout the community. Basically what happens if you smell it, touch it, taste it, which I don't know why you would, but if you do, you get possessed. They don't explain if it's a creature, a ghost, a monster, a witch, Voldemort. They don't explain. Just that you get possessed. And when you get possessed, you basically, the side effects are you black out, act crazy, act like animalistic. Because some of the characters who get possessed kind of turn into like carnivorous beasts, so to speak. Like they love wild sex. They love to be naked. They love like this blackout. They don't remember anything. Those are some of the side effects of this flower. They don't explain if like a demon or a witch is controlling the flowers, so it helps her become powerful, or it's just some flower that's like cursed and can lead to demonic possession. But they don't explain. You just need to know that Andreas and all the rest of the people get possessed by these flowers. Andreas is able to come out safe on the other side. So basically he has to find the people who have gone missing. The rest of the people have all gone missing, including his sister. He has to find them before they die, before they vanish to thin air forever. He has to talk to the locals who don't like outsiders, which he is. He has to try to gather the limited information he has via recording from the film, talking to the locals, investigation, talking to the sheriff, figuring out what happened before he can find his sister or the other people involved. The acting was okay. Nothing to write home about in terms of amazing acting, but it was perfectly acceptable. Andreas came across as kind of a loner, kept to himself, which the character was created that way. And I thought the actor did a decent job portraying a loner guy who's to himself, who's cared about safety. He had bad experiences in the past. And the rest of the characters were fine. And they didn't really have a huge role. The sister didn't, or the other members of the group. One of the members, our gentleman, he had a decent role. The actor was fine. So overall, great location, okay acting. The plot at times was confusing. I wasn't really certain what was happening in terms of his possession, the flowers, because they had time jumps and gaps. So the characters are blacked out and then you don't know what's going on. But when there was semblance of a plot occurring, which mostly was, and when Andreas was doing his investigation mode, it was semi-interesting. So overall, I would say this movie was okay. Neutral opinion of it. Not horrible, not great. I'd say it was okay. I'd say if you're looking for, especially Eastern European film, one that's Latvian, especially looking for that, like a movie with unknown cast, unknown director, a different plot, it's not paint by numbers, done 1,000 times. River of Fear is one I would say you could give it a go. You can find it for free, I believe, on Freevee. I believe that's where I watched it, for free. And I would probably watch it again. I don't have any problems with watching it again if I was in the mood. So River of Fear, okay movie. Not bad. Good for a Saturday night, Saturday afternoon type of horror movie from a different country, especially. It's good to give lesser known actors and directors and studios a watch, support them. And this one, River of Fear, deserves at least a watch. Thank you. Stay safe. Have a good rest of your week. See you next time on History from the Back Pages.